Hello, everybody. Just a very quick one about Instagram. If you're on it, Meta, the parent company, is reducing the number of political posts visible to users on their feed. This is a real thing, not a hoax. So go to your Instagram profile, tap the three horizontal lines in the top right corner to open the settings tab, scroll down to what you see, click on content preferences, open political content, and turn on don't limit political content. That's an option. Otherwise, you won't see almost anything we post because we are deemed political. Please do that now, or you won't even see the posts about our shows, our fun things. So if you want to see Guilty Feminist content and know when we're coming to a place near you or releasing a new podcast, do it now.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hi everyone, just a note, this episode contains references to mental illness, suicide, and self-harm. If you feel you need someone to talk to, whatever you're going through, you can call the Samaritans for free from any phone on 116 123.
Hello, listeners of The Guilty Feminist. It's Matilda Mallinson.
And Helena Wadia.
Co-hosts of MediaStorm. And we're bringing you a bonus episode with two very exciting guests.
Last week on MediaStorm, we spoke about portrayals of mental health on TV and film, the do's and don'ts when reporting on mental illness in the news, and why it can feel so good to speak out. That episode is out now, so do go and listen to it wherever you get your podcasts.
We had such a good conversation with our special guests on the episode, and so we thought we'd bring you just a little bit more. In this bonus episode, we're talking about how to look after your mental health when you work in the news, or even just read the news, and the pros and pitfalls of posting on social media.
So here's journalist and podcast producer Camila McInnes.
Talk, guys, talk. That's my advice and something that's helped me.
And author and activist Scarlett Curtis.
Still to this day, like, writing about my mental health has been one of the best things I've ever done.
And this is Mental Health and the Media.
So I think it's good to talk about how working in the news or the wider media, or Scarlett being so proactive in this area, how does that impact our mental health? What experiences have you both had with the jobs you do, and how do you look after yourselves in that context?
I feel like I'm reading bad news every day, but me as a journalist and reporting on it, sometimes it really does take a toll on my mental health. You know, we've got a cost of living crisis, we've got an energy crisis, money's not going as far, just negativity, negativity, negativity. My thing that I like to do is taking a time out. I'm always saying that to people, take a time out, whether that is that I have to have like a mental health day to myself, sometimes on the weekend, or sometimes I'm just not able to function and I'm unwell, or just sometimes I take like a week of holiday when I haven't used it all up, and spend a week literally doing nothing, recuperating, and just having some me time. I think something else that can be really difficult working in the media is the insecurity, the instability of it all. You know, working contract to contract, freelance contracts, things like that. That's something that actually pushed me into a really bad depression, actually, and contributed to me having suicidal thoughts and acting on it. And it's something that I've really had to work on, just building up my resilience. That's something that I think comes with covering negative stories, with having to fight for stories to be commissioned, and things like that, and just having this kind of like self-belief And I've built that up through speaking to my lovely dear mum, through having counselling, but most importantly, by just speaking for me personally. And that's something that we don't do enough of, bottling things up to ourselves. It's unnatural. Talk, guys, talk. That's my advice and something that's helped me move forward.
That's such amazing advice, I think. You know, even just hearing a journalist say it's okay to switch off sometimes is like, I think, so needed for so many people who are feeling that way. I think for me, like, still to this day, like, writing about my mental health has been one of the best things I've ever done. I think I spent so many years living with so much shame. And as soon as I started sharing, I was 19 and I had a blog and I started writing about it. And people from my life started coming up to me and saying they've been through the same thing. People online, like, it's just, there is no better feeling than feeling like you're not alone and feeling like other people have been through what you've been through. But the kind of flip side of that coin is that sharing constantly can be in itself very draining and quite triggering, you know, because, you know, I'm so lucky that I have people sharing their stories with me, but it can be hard. And so I definitely, in the last few years, have let myself off the hook when I don't feel like sharing. You know, yesterday was World Mental Health Day, which is an amazing day, and lots of people are sharing amazing things. But I share a lot about my mental illness, and I just didn't feel like doing it yesterday, and I didn't feel I had to. You know, and I think it's like, you never have to share. You can sometimes go a bit quiet and take some time.
Yeah, my thing is that I like to say to myself is, do you need to do this or do you want to do this?
Yes.
I didn't post anything on Mental Health Awareness Day yesterday. I just wasn't feeling very, very great. And I was thinking, oh God, I need to do this. And I thought, actually, no, you don't need to. I work on my thinking all the time. And I think, actually, no, I want to do this. So I'm going to do this. I don't need to do this. And yesterday was one of those days where I didn't need to do it. And now I feel much better because I took a time out.
I only write about it when I'm feeling good. That's also one of my things. I never share something online while I'm going through it. I always share it after the fact because, A, like, I can barely look at my phone when I'm in a bad place, except if I'm like playing Candy Crush. And I definitely can't like share it. So it's always once you're feeling good.
I think definitely when reporting, I still take on, like, with MediaStorm, we report on these marginalized and ostracized and minority groups. And I find it quite difficult to not sit down at the end of a day of work and be like, oh my God, the cost of living crisis, the war in Ukraine, like trans people getting a horrible rep in the media, like this, it's all awful. What am I going to do about it? And I feel so overwhelmed all of the time as a journalist, feeling like it's our responsibility to be like changing the world.
I can totally relate to that. What I now have started trying to do is like solution-based journalism. Like, I remember I did a piece a few years ago and it was about this amazing group, and they were like a mental health group, and they go around to bridges in Birmingham and put like uplifting notes and kind of like just like words of encouragement to deter people from attempting to take their own life. This is a whole group of people that are doing this that have got a lived experience with this illness, and they're doing it to try and like deter people. We're getting the truth out here, and also we're trying to actually help people. And so that's something that I've been trying to do, which has actually helped me in terms of like my reporting.
Yeah, this is how I cope. It's with how I define solutions, because when you start chasing grand sweeping solutions to these massive issues we're seeing, I specialize in immigration and it's a dark day for immigration, then you are going to feel beaten down. And it's about kind of identifying, for me at least, it's about identifying what can I do and then doing what's in my power to do that. Can I get one story published on this? Can I get one person with lived experience of displacement on a mainstream broadcast talking about this? If I can do that, then I'm gonna find peace with like the little solutions and count on the butterfly effect, because yeah, it can really be overwhelming.
Yeah, trying to find the solution, trying to like, and that's not really my job to a certain extent. I'm trying to like get the truth out there, but that's really good advice and I'm going to take that. I'm going to take that, yeah, instead of trying to save the world.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
The first time that you two decided to share openly about your mental health, were you scared and how did you get through that?
I was completely terrified, and I think I'd reached a point where it felt like the only option because I had become so isolated and so cut off from everyone, and that was because I couldn't share with them what I was going through. You know, I didn't even really tell my brothers, like, it was just, I could not. So then I realized, like, if you're ever going to have a human being in your life again, like, you're going to have to share this. And I'm still scared. Like, you know, there'll be points where I'll talk about something I didn't talk about before in my book. I talked about trying to take my own life, and that felt like another, like, very scary thing. But what I would say is, like, every time I am shocked by the positivity of the response and the fact that actually even you always think you're going to get a bit of positive, you'll probably get a bit of negative. Like, it, so many people go through this and so many people have so much compassion for it. And on the rare occasion that someone has said something crappy or done something bad, I'm just like, well, that's not a person I want in my life. And if anything, this sped up the process of me realizing that.
Yeah, when I go through an episode of depression, I shut off my DMs, I stop talking to people, and then I suddenly come back a month later and I have to do my whole sorry tour. Hello, I'm back again. Yeah. I think my friends are used to it. They've got tickets to all of my shows. I felt that I was ready to talk more openly about my mental health. It was when I did that video for the BBC called Kindness Can Save Lives a few years ago. And I felt that I was ready. I was in a place to speak about it openly because I had been on, I first started taking antidepressants when I was 17. I had to drop out of college because I was so depressed and I lost my passion for music and everything that I did. And so essentially I'd been living with it for years, and it had kind of got to a point in my life where I was quite comfortable with it. Not that it was like my identity, but that I've just felt ready. I just felt ready. I'd been in and out of like counseling and things like that. And boy, sharing that story opened so many doors. And the feedback that I got, I remember I received hundreds of messages from people saying that they were so touched by it and that they could relate to it as well. And then that's also how I became the host of like Kindfest, because they saw the video and got in contact with me. And now I have all of these lovely, amazing people that I've met through sharing my personal story. They've had such a positive impact on my life. And I think that's partly because I was brave and spoke about something and have tried to normalize it. And that's exactly what you guys are doing as well through doing this episode.
I also think sometimes I'm like so delighted and shocked by like the specificity of the things that I'll relate to with other people. You know, I've started sharing more like very specific things about my mental illness and my, you know, solutions for doing it. And I'm always like, I'm definitely the only person in the world that does this. And then you'll get hundreds of messages being like, I do this too. And, you know, my new thing is, often when I am in a very depressed place, I get really scared of flushing the toilet. It's like the noise is just too much. And I talked about that the other day and it's like the grossest, smallest thing. And I got all these people being like, oh my God, I have that too. And I was like, wow, that's made me feel so much better about my weird thing.
You've got someone else here. I'm scared of flushing the toilet too. Yes. I thought it was just me. God. I've discovered that. My thing is, it's when I'm on planes.
No, the plane ones are horrible.
There's something
do
about it.
Do they need to be so loud?
They're like a monster, like roaring.
They come alive.
Yeah, I hate them.
Exactly.
Well, on that note.
Thank you for listening. Have you heard the latest episode of The Guilty Feminist, live from Canberra with Nikki Britton and Belinda Kendall? And the next episode of Media Storm focuses on anti-Eastern European racism in the UK, and that will be out on the 27th of October. Follow us at Media Storm Pod for more.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.